Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And it's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to say. We're still trying to get Diana Frischgott Roth on the line. Have a little technical difficulty in that area, but we'll keep on that. But in the meantime, you and I are going to continue to march because I want to talk about this today. What we're going to do a fair amount today is talk about the president's State of the Union speech, which was last night. And one of the things that I've been doing now for golly ever since I started doing the show is believe it or not, it's one of the I don't really enjoy it all that much, but I feel like I need to listen to the speeches. Whether it's Republican or Democrat, I don't really enjoy the president's State of the Union speeches, but I do think that there's news in them. I do think that it gives you a window into what they're thinking and what you're likely to see coming from the president. And so every year when the president gives a State of the Union speech, the next day I try to cover it as much as I can. And so I've got a number of points here that I wanted to mention. One of them is the internet. Now, this is one of the things that I've been talking to you about for a long time, and the president mentioned it last night. He called it. He says, "I'm going to protect the internet." That was mostly the words he used. That was the exact words he used to talk about that. He didn't go into a lot of detail. In fact, I guess he had no detail. But he says, "I'm going to protect the internet." Now, the problem we've got with this president is what he thinks protect means, and what the rest of us think protect means are two different things, because we all know, and I'm not being rude to him, I'm not being disrespectful to him, but this president has a different worldview than most of the rest of us do. Certainly, small business owners that I know and that I talk to and that I poll in our surveys, and the polling surveys that I report on, this president he lives in a different world than we do out here on Main Street. So when he says, "I want to protect the internet," that sounds good, doesn't it? I liked hearing him say, "I'm going to protect the internet." But when I think protect the internet, I think leave it alone. It's working just fine. Even if some of the players are having a little difficulty getting along, the bandwidth providers are having difficulty dealing with the content providers. Those two, one wants a lot of bandwidth and the other wants to charge for that bandwidth. Those are business things. Those are business discussions. Those aren't something the government, that isn't something the government should get involved in. Leave the internet alone. It is working. The best way to protect the internet is to leave it alone, which includes not regulating it like a utility, which is something the FCC is in the process of probably doing. Mr. Wheeler, the chairman of the FCC, Federal Communication Commission, under President Obama, people that I know say he's moving towards regulating the internet like a utility. Now, in Mr. Obama's mind, that's protecting the internet. But in my mind, and I think in most people that I know that make a living using the internet, part or all, that's not protecting the internet. Regulating the internet is not protecting it. When you regulate something, you hinder it, and you get less of it, and you also have an opportunity to tax it. And that's what's coming down the pike if we wind up regulating the internet like a utility. The other thing that President Obama has already, he's already laid these cards down on the table, face up, is his attitude about ICANN, about the governance of the internet. He's ready to give that away to an international coalition, which could include Iran and Russia and China and Cuba and Iran, and I said Iran. ISIS, for God's sake, one of these days. I know that sounds silly, but it might not be. Right now, ICANN works. And I know people who are members of ICANN. And they say it's not perfect, but it's working. Leave it alone. That's what I mean when I say protect the internet. I don't think that's what Mr. Obama means. And we have to watch him about this particular issue. Tony Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
I was a dandy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.